Daimler Chrysler has joined the rush of foreign automakers looking for a share of the booming Chinese market. This month, the German-based automaker formally opened its new plant in Beijing, complete with traditional pomp and fireworks. Chairman Dieter Zetsche says it's all part of the company's $1.9 billion investment in China.
This, obviously, as everybody knows, is one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic, countries and economies on the face of the earth. And Daimler Chrysler, we are very proud to play a role in contributing to China's economic growth and development.
China is the world's second largest car market after the United States, with 7 million new vehicle sales a year. Daimler Chrysler is said to be in talks with a state-owned company to sell Chinese-built subcompact cars in the U.S. and Europe. Chrysler Group Chairman Tom Lasorda says the company plans to introduce 10 new models this year.
Bottom line, we need to partner with somebody that has low-cost, high-quality. We can't rule China, we can't rule out European markets or other parts of Asia, because there's a lot of key players in the B segment today. We're going to look at all of them.
Unlike other automakers that have produced specially designed cars targeted for a Chinese market, Dieter Zetsche said Mercedes and Chrysler models made in China will be identical to models sold abroad.
The only difference ought to be their country of origin. As far as quality is concerned, there can only be one quality we are striving for with Mercedes or with Chrysler products around the globe.
The company plans to reduce dealer shipments in the U.S. by 15% because of declining sales of pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles. Although Daimler Chrysler claims its international operations have been profitable, its U.S. sales are down about 10% this year, resulting in a projected loss of $1.5 billion in the third quarter. Millar Sega, VOA News.